Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 134, right?
Whoa. Yep.
Wow. My name's Joe.
A milestone episode.
What?
It's not.
What's your name, buddy?
It's just a random episode.
I thought we never go my way. I am Dan.
What?
I'm TJ.
I'm Chad.
Welcome to the show.
Cocky freak.
Yes.
That's the end. That's mine as well.
TJ, you want to take it away?
I didn't take it totally. I say cocky little.
Oh.
Cocky freak.
Sure.
TJ.
That was the worst tasting burp.
Take it, Jeb.
Is this too loud?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fine because our voice is going to be loud.
It's Michael Jackson.
TJ,
you made a weird jump from Anime Noguchi.
Well, I wanted to put on the song for Joe because he was wearing black and white coats. So.
Doesn't matter if you're back on. Oh, nice.
I thought that would be great.
Of me trying to
have it on
imagine
my
imagine I was
ankle.
Like doing the spinny dance too. Yeah. That would have been perfect.
Oh, I got a song.
That's kind of what the look is, eh? Like those tight, like sports coats. It's like old Michael Jackson shit.
Yeah, 80s is coming back.
Yeah, like X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, so
it's all
shorter.
80s. Like they're all dressed cool, but it's like vintage cool because it's the 80s. That's exactly what that fucking coat is. Like Drive.
It's an MJ coat.
Like Ryan Gosling's coat in Drive. Like
yeah.
That sort of style. Those are like in.
Unless you're fat. It looks terrible.
And that fucking... That movie took place
looks
in
bad,
the 80s, right?
Yeah, it's hard, man.
Drive?
Yeah.
It's hard for a fat
man. I'm still not 80s themed.
Sure.
So like, I'll put on shit that looks cool. Like a mannequin was wearing it. Like, that looks cool. And then if I put it on, it's just like, no, it doesn't look cool.
You
have to be skinny.
I gotta be 60-40 on that, like... 60% of the time, it does not look good. I would even say 70. It doesn't look good, but sometimes I'm like, ooh, it's exactly how I wanted this to look.
Doesn't
and then you me. Buy it. Like, I buy two shirts a year. That happens twice every year.
I'm happier that I bought two more pairs of jeans that look exactly like all the ones I've had for the last 15 years. But
I need some blue jeans.
Yeah, you're really into buying clothes and shit, eh?
He's Mr.
No.
Businessman. Okay?
No.
What do you mean?
Well, I was just like,
I buy clothes.
You're fucking like... I don't know, kind of accessorizing your coats. It's something I've never done. It's like, that coat looks cool, I'm going to wear it.
I have two. Three. But I
yeah.
I've been doing that for the
I've never really
three,
had, like,
years.
A cool coat either. I had that, like, that white and black, like, checker, not checker.
Is that what
yeah.
it is? Like, you found an awesome
flannel,
coat, so you're buying another coat? Or just
well,
like...
that coat I've been wearing for, like, 4 years.
I think
that
you just bought one.
So, I'm like, I want to look cooler.
Oh,
and I started buying cooler coats.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember I said I wanted to look like Han Solo? I'm like, I think that's how I want to look as a 30-year-old man.
So you bought
so
two Han Solo coats.
Yeah.
That's exact. Honestly, God, that's what I thought when I saw it, without even remembering you had said that. I promise. So
there
that's
you
a
go.
Han Solo coat.
I set a goal.
All right, you nailed it.
Nice.
Thanks.
He is Han Solo.
I would say that's a good thing, though. Like, I like the idea of getting more stylish now that I'm getting older.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just staying the same.
Yeah, man.
High school dance. Look at these, man. Just bought them. DC skate shoes. I don't skate. I've skated in 10 years.
Those are so awesome, though.
I like them. They're comfy.
I just kind of buy what is comfy.
So you have a nice, like, older man look, though, I think.
Nah.
Like, it's like hoodies, you know, but your pants are always nice.
Thanks, man.
And they fit you well, you know?
I did spend a lot
when he,
of time.
When he, like, whips outfits together, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's wearing, like, just a yellow fucking weird shirt. And
scarf.
It's like, looks good.
A little, like, accessorized. Get a scarf in there.
I haven't done that in a while.
You did, though.
Yeah. The big faga leonis. Like, come on, oh, scarf boy. That right. changed for me when we were in fucking Philadelphia.
I remember
we were driving down the street and that guy drove by... Fucking hipsters!
Wasn't that Toronto?
No, that was
in Philadelphia.
That's when you got your coat. I remember that.
That's the, yeah, like, that's, that
was
the first.
Because we're like, what the fuck are we wearing that's like, you know what I mean? And, you
had
mentioned
tight
your coat.
Black pants.
Yeah.
Tight fucking little shoes. And fucking, I had that weird backwards fucking toque hat, and I was wearing
your
a
hair
scarf.
Is probably long.
And I was like, walking down the street. I look like a fucking hipster.
I don't know.
I was like, nope.
It was a stretch.
Changing this.
Yeah.
I remember at the time we were like, what's he talking about? You guys were probably looking at me like, fucking you, idiot. He's talking about you.
So that's the fashion segment of the All Rage More podcast.
So let's talk about why we're here.
Yeah.
let's talk about it.
Yeah. This week, we're going to talk E3, hopes and predictions, like we do every year, basically.
Yeah.
One of my
favorite.
Is it
around the same time every year? I feel like we're late.
We're late this year.
Are we?
Yeah, we usually
do it in like January.
February at
which
the
is early. Which is way early.
We jinxed for like three sentences. We said the exact same thing for
January,
sentences.
Early February, like latest.
Yeah.
Like New Year, guys.
It's almost April.
But like, I don't know. So what does that mean? Like that it's been quiet.
Yeah.
Shit's been quiet.
Has shit been quiet or have we...
Crickets.
Not paid attention?
We all stopped playing games?
We all stopped playing games.
I think we all stopped playing games.
We all did stop playing games.
We all did stop playing games.
But no, we still play games.
I've played a lot of games for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I want to hear about that games.
I played Hitman a little bit.
I want to hear about that games too.
Pretty cool. All
right.
Hitman's pretty cool. It's...
All right, you get into that first and then TJ and I are going.
No, it is pretty neat. There's a...
How does it differ from the problems we've seen in the beta?
The beta was just the first, like, training stupid mission.
That was just a training mission?
Yeah.
Oh, because like, it says, like, it's
there, there's, like, cardboard cutouts everywhere. And there's two of those, and the second one's pretty cool. And then there's a third one where you're actually, like, their agent. And they're not training you anymore.
Yeah.
It's cool in Paris. Get
up, agent.
It's in Paris, and it's at this, like, giant estate. And there's a fashion show there, and, like, a live auction upstairs. Like, it's a huge high-level event for, like, super crazy people. Like fucking Eyes Wide Shut crazy, you know, like the elite. Anyway, so you're walking around, like navigating around, like the fucking hotel staff, like the caterers, like looking at the security, and that's different from the actual personal security, like, and it's all mixed into this big place, and you have two targets that you have to take down before you can bail, and like it's really, really cool. And then
each like one's upstairs and
they're completely different people. Like you've got to learn two things about like how to get. It's kind of like a Live Die Repeat, or Edge of Tomorrow, where you're like, oh fuck, and then you start right over, and you're like, okay, well that guy was there. I'm gonna go do this part this time.
I never played Hitman. That's how it works. You mess up and it's back to the beginning.
They just drop you in and you walk around and learn about shit. Like,
but do you restart if you mess up? Is that the idea? Or
if you get caught, you're fucked.
Okay.
So like it's dead serious. Like, don't even treat it like a game, like, because it'll catch you. Like,
what difficulty?
There's no difficulty. It's just the game.
Are you serious?
And, like, I can choose to shoot a guy and then run out, and I'll get, like, a worse score. But it's never going to be easier or harder.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's just harder to pull it off being Silent Assassin, because you have to make so many steps and, like, get it perfect.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. I always thought, like, you could play it baby games or you could play it hard.
No, you can't play it baby games. And,
like, changing, like, the depth of field of, like, the enemy or something.
I've never changed any of that, so if you can change it, I don't know, but I haven't.
Yeah.
So it's probably normal, I guess.
No, it makes sense that it's just one difficulty, right?
Yeah. And, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's Hitman. Awesome. But the thing is when you're online, they, like, throw new contracts at you, and, there's just other people in the thing that you have to learn all about again. So, like, being episodic, it's really cool because you really get to learn, like, every little nook and cranny of this building through different missions and different contracts. And then, like, you can go back and get challenges, like, you know,
like
escape by this guy's boat.
That really reminds me of Metal Gear.
Yeah.
I would do that with bases because there's multiple missions at the same base. And you would, like, learn places of interest, I guess.
Yeah.
On each map.
I found keys to a boat at one point, and I was like, oh, whatever. And then I just left through the front gate.
Yeah.
And then I looked into it. It's like an achievement. Like, get out with this boat. And I was like, I have no idea what room that was in. I wasn't paying attention.
Should have been.
Yeah, I know. Kyle would pay attention. You guys would pay attention. But, like, I'm just like... I don't know. I'm not good at it. You know, yet.
You will be.
You master. I just shoot like people. That. I shoot people, and then I hide in corners.
How many hours of content?
I like doing that.
Do you think?
I haven't even tapped it, and it's like, okay. I put in like maybe an hour four times.
Okay.
4 hours?
No, you have way fucking longer than that.
Maybe, yeah.
Every time I look online.
If I'm playing a game, it's Hitman.
That's pretty good, though.
And I'm like happy to play it. Yeah. I'm happy to jump in.
I assume you're never actually playing. It's just saying.
I was like, it's in standby or on the whole time, right? You know, yeah. We had this conversation before. You don't know how to put it in standby, right? You just let it fucking run.
Pause.
Didn't we have... Yeah. Just pause it.
Leave it be.
Pretty much, yeah.
Standby works for that pretty good.
No, really
I just,
well.
I just go, boing, and walk away from the gate, like, the system. You know how you hit the PlayStation button and
standby,
it goes to the
your
thing?
Controller will turn off so it doesn't die while it's just sitting there?
Well, standby, like, it just...
No, I know what standby
power.
Is, okay? I know what it is.
Like, that's the best thing
I just
about
don't
it.
Use it very often.
Who cares about power?
Oh, you know what? I think it goes auto-standby after, like, 5 minutes. I set it up.
So, what you're saying is you're constantly playing Hitman.
No, but if often I am, yeah. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just saying. Showing that you've played a lot, and that's sweet.
Did you play games?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last 2 full weeks.
Yep.
Oh, well, that fucking game.
The Division.
You didn't know?
I picked it up a bit.
No,
oh,
I knew. I knew. I knew.
He's just
oh,
so looking forward
know?
To talk about it.
Yeah. All right. All right, fun. You guys listen to me.
Start, TJ. You really started weird. Before I
that
did.
That fucking sounds awesome, though.
Cool. I want you to come over and play then.
Stop it.
Jim I don't play. Know. It's we're obviously really enjoying it. We've got to the point now where we're at the end game.
Yeah.
You were alluding to the fact that it's boring at the end game, I think, right?
Yeah.
Which I'm worried that I have maybe 10 hours left of fun and then there's nothing for me to do.
The only reason I'm saying that it's kind of boring at the end is because.
Granted, I put in 15 hours, 20
Dark
hours
Zone is kind of pointless.
Yes.
Like, unless you have
is
a
it
really.
Watch Dogs?
No. No, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's fun to be in there. It is intense. Like, you can only carry so many items in your backpack in the Dark Zone because they're contaminated. Stupid.
No, forget it. It's an awesome idea. Don't
you
don't
can only sell. Carry so many at a time, so it forces you to extract your weapons.
Like 9.
By, like, certain points on the map. So everybody knows where these are at, and they'll know if you've called a helicopter.
It's
so,
a massive map with, like,
in 90
different
seconds,
points.
You have to, like, defend your spot until the rope is dropped
that
and you're able to extract your
awesome.
Gear. So what happens is everybody will funnel to it, and you'll have, like, you'll run up with two or three guys, and you're just, like, you're always scanning for enemies because there's, like, just computer things, like, running around everywhere.
Yeah.
So when you see, like, guys, you're like, oh, fuck, like, are they going to shoot? Are they not going to shoot? And you come up to, like, extraction zone, and it's, like, generally the rope drops, and it's, like, people just fire. And it's terrifying. Because you have a backpack full of gear that is, like, way better than what you're wearing.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, if I that's fucking die, cool. You drop it, and they steal it, and they can just go, boom, and send it up.
No!
It's like, God damn it.
So why is it pointless, though?
Because now, at the end of the game, like, you hit a wall of, like, your gear doesn't continue to get better. It's like, these are the best purples you're going to get. Now you need to get yellows, which are better.
Oh, man.
The you problem don't get is, yellows in Dark Zone unless you're in, like, DZ06, and it's like,
no,
everybody's
I, well, we played
brutal.
It, we played the highest level and still not got golds there.
Yeah, see?
And
well,
you
can
get
do
a
daily.
Every single time you do a daily, which let's say takes an hour, mm-hmm. right, you get a gold. So it's really easy to do the daily, and you can do it 10 times in a day if you want to, and get all golds. And then in Dark Zone, it's hard to get shit.
So it's like, you need to be getting higher grade gear in the Dark Zone for it to mean something. It'll
but
it'll
you're not
wear out.
Getting...
No. I mean, once I started getting the shit from Dark Zone that's really good, it's exciting, but you do hit, like, a wall pretty quickly.
Gold doesn't seem that much greater than purple, but I don't know yet.
It's you get more, the perks? Talents. Yeah. There's, like, 3 per instead of 2, and, like, sometimes they're really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, I had a yellow today that was, like, all you know, all 3 categories were, like, green and, like, made everything up by, like, thousands.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, oh, boy, that's fantastic.
Dark Zone's still fun, but you're right. It does kind of feel, like, pointless.
So, what sucks is the only way to get these yellows is to do the dailies, which are just these boring-ass story missions, but retarded difficult. Ugh. Like every enemy is now, like, an elite enemy, and they have, like, tons of armor, and they eat... You know how you bitched about, with Uncharted, it takes so many bullets to kill a guy.
Yeah.
This one is like 5 clips from 4 guys each. You're just firing into them.
Well, it's like Destiny. Right?
Yes, think about Destiny. Destiny, you got a big boss. It's like, yeah, you're going to have to shoot him.
But it doesn't
times.
Look like Destiny.
But it's a
regular
small dude. Just
oh,
like,
that's fucking stupid.
It feels.
Yeah, it's like a guy like, with big riot gear on carrying an LMG and he walks really slow.
Okay, well, that's big. I thought you just.
No,
like
I mean,
random,
he's
like,
instead of
big,
Joe, it's
7 foot.
Instead of Joe, it's me.
But he's got a bunch of shit on.
He's got a little bit of gear on,
like,
and he's got a helmet.
You can shoot his packs, and his packs blow up. There's, like, a bit of a strategy there, but it's very
It's so
minimal.
Bad, though. Like, oh, like, if you poke out for this long, like, you're in cover, you pop up for 2 seconds, you're downed. because some fucking sniper, like...
Man, you know what was like that? Mass Effect on Insane or whatever, Mass Effect 2?
Yeah, that's where I was stuck.
The super high difficulty, so, it's like...
Call of Duty on realistic is so insane. Like a bullet and a half, you're done.
Instead of having, like, good game mechanics to make that fun and playthrough, it's just fucking tedious and annoying.
Hey, is realistic the hardest? Or is, like, what did I play?
Veteran. They have realistic the newest one.
All right, cool.
Oh my god, I haven't even... It's harder than veteran?
Yeah.
Veteran was the hardest. It was like three bullets, you're dead.
You cannot run around a corner. Like, it's insane. You have to know where all the guys are and shit.
Oh, okay.
I would love to do that co-op.
Do you have a game?
That's a different game.
Yeah.
Do you have a game to talk about before we go on to E3?
Nope.
We're not done talking Division, are we, really?
Oh, I thought we were.
I put in fucking 40 hours in this game, probably.
Okay, keep going then.
Listen, okay, all I'm going to say is I just want to play with you in the Dark Zone, even though it's not the best stuff. Just have cool experiences and fuck with people.
That's right. I can't wait to fuck with people.
We're going to be a group of three. You can only be at four at most. It's going to be awesome.
That's the end game.
For
just fucking with
it doesn't mean anything to you guys, but I got a sniper rifle, like a bolt action one.
I got a nice purple one, so I know mine's pretty yellow. Awesome.
I feel like you really piss people off in this game, and that's
if I headshot somebody,
that'd be amazing.
Oh, and you can hear people.
It crits at like 200,000.
She's like, "Fuck this guy!" Really?
Was this? Did Funnel tell the story when he was here about like two guys came up to him and one guy goes,
"Oh, he said the text.
Like, someone else here. He's like, you know what to do.
Yeah."
And he's just like,
"Like that happens. It's fucking real and it's awesome.
You can't hear people talking constantly.
That's really cool.
It created an experience that other games have not, which is really cool. But it's just not going to last.
It's cool that they made it like Grand Theft Auto." Where people become, they have like wanted levels, not want, what is it on like?
Rogue.
Rogue is in this game, but in GTA, if you fucking kill everybody, there's like.
Wanted.
Online?
No, yeah, online.
I never really did the online.
Whatever, it marks you on the map of like, this guy is bad, like you get bonus points for killing him. High
value target.
Pretty much. So if you kill an enemy, like you tag somebody, you're like highlighted for 90 seconds, like kill this guy, he's a rogue agent. It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, like, you're all part of the Division, so you find out through the storylines that someone goes rogue, meaning they kill other Division agents, so the idea is you're killing your own teammates, so it forces everyone to attack you, and then there's a huge penalty. I don't even know what it is yet. Fauna says there's a huge penalty if you get caught being rogue and someone kills you.
You just lose...
You can't leave.
You lose, like, Dark Zone keys, you lose money, I think you lose experience.
You definitely lose experience when you die.
And so. You would lose, I think that's it. But still, maybe Phoenix credits?
Possibly.
That would suck, because those are fucking sick.
I think you were on when Fano and I were playing, and Fano knew two guys were chasing him, and he's just, like, running and going through circles, and he's like, fuck, these guys chase me everywhere. I found a rooftop, and I'm just like, I know where Fano is at all times, eh? And I can kind of see them chasing him at one point, and they finally went rogue, so I'm like, now I can kill them without penalty, because they're rogue, and, you know, they killed somebody else. Yeah. And I'm just blasting this guy from the roof, just, like kind of laughing, like, oh my god, he's almost fucking dead. And then he went around, like, behind a dumpster, and he just got away.
Oh.
But I was just, like, just waiting for the opportunity just to snipe this guy, like, you know, go rogue, and I'll fucking destroy you. Or, like, even if he's following Fano, you actually don't have to kill a guy to go rogue, you just need to, like, hit him with a few
bullets.
Just
hit him, which sucks, because you'll have people once strafe in front of you.
I've hit people before and not been rogue.
Oh, really?
It's like a certain amount. Like, maybe it's a percentage of health.
Well, I've done it on accident once.
Anyways, I'm just, like, fun. Like, you know, like bring him in, run across this street, you know what I mean? And then I'll, like, pick him off. Well, they ended up killing somebody else when Fauna got away. And then I'm just shooting from the rooftop. And it was, like, an awesome experience.
That sounds fucking
cool. I killed the rogue guy.
It's really cool.
And then got raped instantly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were running through a parking garage. And he was on the second tier or third. And I was the one below him.
Mm.
And we came around the point.
I know what you're talking about. The extraction point.
Yeah, and it was like the perfect headshot. Just a full clip. And he's just like, he died. I'm like, yeah! And then I beat his ass on the ground. And then just, as soon as I hit him, it was just like, doo, shotgun. Down, like, fuck! God damn it. And I had a bunch of shit, too.
Mm.
I lost it
all. So crazy that it's such a, it's sort of, like, separate from... Like a battlefield type shooter where like two or three bullets are like ending you.
Oh no! If you have good gear, like you're running. A fucking sponge too.
Yeah, like,
against other agents.
That's weird.
You saying you have good defense?
Can you describe the size of the levels to me? Because like, I literally have no idea what the fuck big. This game looks like.
Okay, someone said Fallout size. I don't think it's as big as Fallout, but it's
not total map. I mean, like
Dark
like,
Zone.
As you're walking around, is it just narrow street? Like how
there are parks.
Big are the.
Like it's pretty narrow. A lot of the streets are pretty narrow. It's just like your...
They're wide your streets.
Normal but blocks.
Mostly it's just a series of streets. And then buildings you can go in or through.
Can you go all buildings?
No.
But
probably like one or two a block.
Is it like... That one looks like the building I can go in? Like that graphic?
The doors will be open. Some of... Yeah, some they're doors, hard to see.
Oh, you can't cool. even tell.
Yeah.
It's exactly like a regular door.
Can you go up inside, like, the second floor, and the windows, you could shoot out the windows and shit.
Sometimes. Not a lot of them. I mean, like, it'll be like you go into a floor and, like, two apartments will be open, and you can go into them.
And so then it's like this one has one apartment window open.
Yeah.
This one you can't shoot through the apartment window.
There's really no benefit to sit in a window.
I don't see why not.
No, if you're in the dark zone, I feel like...
No fucking way. What would be the point?
Yeah, dark zone...
That one rooftop I was on is like four floors high.
Okay, fine,
the
but three say, of us can
sit up there and just like...
Say you kill off. Somebody down there. You gotta go and retrieve that body and hope that either he doesn't respawn and come after you, or you get nailed by somebody
it's
else.
It's not gonna be about gear at a certain point. It's gonna be about just laughs. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I don't know. Okay, that's what I'm picturing. When you're picturing like Fano just like fucking aggroing a guy. Just like shoot him once and run or
going
something.
Going rogue has no benefit. Aside from stealing laughs. Their gear. And laughs.
Just messing with people, man.
So like sitting in a building and waiting for somebody to come, you could wait a half an hour before you see anybody.
Is there going to be a vantage point like that when you're trying to rope your shit away? Like in other guys? Like describe snipe that you? Situation.
They're all different. They're all different zones.
Like but one, are they made for like close quarters combat?
Some are.
I'm sure they designed each one very differently.
There's you know like obstacles.
This one has elevation. Like, this one has like one is a parking lot. Like so you go up and around like this through either a wide parking lot or through a stairwell doing the same thing.
That's so, the only way to get up type thing?
Yeah. They've designed it with
or there's a rope. There's like a pull rope at the end of the building.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah. Like you just like hook up to this rope and up to the roof, but they're only in certain spots. You gotta know where they are. I fucking actually I like that game. I'm having fun.
It's like a lot of fucking fun.
I think, like I said, we're gonna play probably like two or three nights and have a really good time, and that's I'll be happy with that. If we get more out of it, great.
And then there's an expansion, a free one coming next month
with a raid, right?
Yeah, we can try it, and we'll do it once or twice and then stop.
Yeah.
The reason why I haven't really been interested in it is because that's how I imagine the combat being. Was what? Just like. The streets are no wider than this,
camping?
And it's like your extraction part's right here, and like, oh, they're coming from over here and over here, and
oh no, like the one that I'm in.
But
a
if
lot,
like if I'm running up fucking
it's
parking
open
garages,
well,
the guys can come from anywhere.
The corner of the block is cut off into like a park that's raised up, and there's like planters and shit everywhere, and there's like a basketball court, I think.
Like, is it designed to be a game or is it designed to be real life? Like those.
Oh, it's very gamey. There's like strategically placed. Cover because it's a cover shooter, right? They're all over the place. Like the whole streets generally are filled with like wrecked cars.
Yep.
There's always cover to hide behind.
Are the graphics still as good as those videos?
Fuck no. But they're but
they are
they're
very good.
They're impressive. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
does the glass break like physically? Like
yeah,
that,
you can literally shoot a pane of glass out.
That's fucking cool.
In the store, and it'll
that's
fall.
Worth buying it.
It'll fall and hit the ground and shatter. It's like,
you know
that's
what's really
amazing.
Cool? I saw NPCs on the second level of a place with an open window, and there was like a green light in the background, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, it was weird. I looked up at them with my scope, and because I cursed over them, they freaked out, and they ducked.
Oh, I seen a lady
the light
that
flipped
once.
Off.
There was a girl.
I was like, that's fucking cool.
I was in like a courtyard, and like apartment blocks all around it, and I looked up, and there was some girl with a flashlight looking at me, and I saw her, and as soon as I did... She went, and like ducked out.
Hey, you know,
it's cool.
What's interesting is the...
It's a nice game.
What's the engine that they built for this game? Like Snowdrop or something?
Snowdrop
like that?
6. Snowdrop.
Yeah, like from a company that's like generally not popular for building engines, like Ubisoft.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like their fucking thing. I wonder if it's just the tip of the iceberg, you know? Like, they had to get a game out, but now they can really dig into the engine and stuff like that. Like, I wonder if it'll pay off.
It's a very large and polished game.
You know
how
Ubisoft's trying, like, they're taking time off Assassin's Creed?
They should.
Like,
let's pump out another one every 6 months. Like,
excuse me. I don't know, like,
no?
Ghost Recon, man.
They're one of my most hated companies right now.
Oh, yeah.
And, like...
They're slowly making their way back. They release... All they need to do is release one amazing game. And, like... You guys have already given credit back to Ubisoft.
You know what
they do
is, like, they make, like, the Marvel movies of video games, eh?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's on the decline, so...
You think they're
like, better, like,
in Activision. I mean, everybody kind of does.
I think Watch Dogs, more than
it's
you guys think,
money,
was
sucks.
A success.
It was a success, but...
Yeah.
The opinion is still dropping with Ubisoft, because they're just pumping out too fast. Even if every game is good, you can't pump out a game every single year.
They're pumping out too many Assassin's Creeds. Aside from that, what other franchise are they doing?
Far Cry was really close. It was, like, a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
But people would like Primal.
I know, but again, if you pump a game out every single year, it feels cheap. Even Call of Duty, like, I'm less interested because it's yearly, you know what I mean? Versus Battlefield.
Whoa, just completely off topic for 1 second. Did you guys see that fucking photo?
No. Of what, Ghost?
Oh, wait, why don't we cap it? Because we're going to start talking about predictions and shit.
Yeah, okay, I have one prediction.
Hold on, so let's take a break.
I have one prediction.
Oh. Let's take a break, and coming up, we're going to go E3.
Hopes and predictions.
That's right.
2016.
coming at you
live.
4 or 5
from
stars.
The Cabbage Patch
guy. What do you use as your special ability too? I use the fucking sticky bomb.
Sticky bomb. Oh, I thought that was nice, man. That. It was good.
The special ability, like
which
the,
one do you use? I have like my
I
heal.
Only have one.
You only have one.
No, no. Okay, I have heal. I have.
Come on back, Chad.
Oh, I got a train right now.
Oh, you have the turret. Okay,
yeah, and then the special I'm using on like critical damage.
That's the one I have too.
That's the only thing I have right now.
Oh, I have
a man. We'll get louder. We'll get louder.
I probably have missions to do.
Louder, but
you're probably ahead of me now. I got.
Yeah, I beat it. I'm done. Everything's done.
I beat the final one, but I think I have a mission or two. A lot of encounters. And
what? No, he doesn't. What did you say?
Dan has to take a sip of the booze.
Oh, I thought you said hit of the jib. I was like, I thought you wanted to go smoke. I don't want it right now.
No, I don't want to do that at all.
Cool.
Sip of the booze.
I am not.
I did say hit of the jib, but I meant sip of the booze. Oh. Wait, I thought you said hit of the jib.
Wait, what?
Oh, I did.
No, I did say it. But I meant booze.
All right,
I
want
to play, though, for real, like this week.
He's back.
E3, hopes, and predictions.
Let's go!
All right, so what do we do? I mentioned earlier, maybe we should
let
just...
Let me start so I don't forget.
No, you can't.
I need to.
Okay, but what I'm about to
you're
say...
You're not
going to
forget.
Oh, I will forget.
Let me just say it right now. How is this going?
It's going to the void.
Yeah, maybe we just put all the Nintendo stuff out there.
Like, oh, yeah, you suggested this earlier.
I didn't suggest it. I said, hey, do you think that's like a groovy thing?
I thought you meant that.
I thought you just wanted
in,
to talk
in,
about
in
it.
The last
groovy,
segment.
Dude! Let's do it.
Well, you know what? Why don't we just keep
kinda,
it included?
I kind of hope and predict for
Nintendo. There's a lot of them, you know? Like, I kind of wanted to
oh,
talk
oh, you don't
even
want
to
include them into the list or something?
Well, let's just chat about it, and then if they're on your list, then they just stay on your list.
Yes. Fine.
But yeah, so like, that fucking controller.
I hope and predict
there's no
Nintendo
way.
Will suck.
Yeah, well, you hope and predict.
Both. 5 and 5 gone.
Okay, what do we think it is? 2 toggle sticks?
I don't,
on a screen?
I have no idea. I have
there's
no
way
idea.
Those,
see,
that's 2 toggle sticks.
Did you see
something?
Yeah.
That's
so
it's been uncomfortable.
No, but like that, I'm okay. Well, there was a weird fucking patent where it was like an oval. They just used
it was
an
the
oval,
exact.
With,
yeah,
with an oval like with sticks on it, and an image was the entire oval was an image
and touchscreen, no buttons.
So
just Facebook.
Yeah, like a month and a half later, this fucking like
no, it was a, it, it's
on
been like
the internet
8 months, at least.
I don't know how long
it's been a long time.
Yeah, because I remember watching
since you saw the patent thing.
Oh
it's
yeah,
been around forever.
Yeah, yeah. Been a long, yeah, exactly. It's been 8 months since the
okay.
patent.
So anyway, there's a really compelling look at a controller that is exactly that, but in physical form, like on a desk.
Yeah.
And I'm saying like, no, come on. Somebody just built one of those.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's what they showed. That was a
and then
hoax.
There was another one. Oh, well, so
the first one was like, ah, I made it. Like some guy just put a video out of how he made it in Photoshop.
Oh.
And then he put it out like that.
Oh, really?
You guys. But the black one, that thing is real.
No way, dude. It's the same thing.
Hold on. It looks like, when you say real, you mean it's a physical thing
yeah.
someone took a picture of.
It
doesn't mean it's a real Nintendo.
It looks like a
saying,
physical
right?
chunk. Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah,
so
like
that's
a talented
fake.
Photoshop artist could make this for you, just like they make cars.
Or someone
fucking...
who, they could just fucking cut a piece of like black glass
oh, yeah.
and put it on top of like a form factor. You know what I mean? Like it's
sure, yeah. That's what we're suggesting. That's what I'm saying it has to be.
It can't actually be.
I'm scared
and if
anyway.
It does look like that,
but the fucking
oh my
patent,
god,
the patent was out. Like
what?
It drew a
can
patent.
You imagine it was real though?
What is that thing?
You
like,
can't
what
play
is so
attention.
Stupid?
You
there's no
play.
Way. They're all like, they're all saying like, you can take it with you and stuff. No one's gonna fucking carry that thing around.
Okay, somebody said there's gonna be. It was an article
that's
talking
it.
About
that's it. It's a portable touchscreen with sticks.
Yeah,
that's
I think
going
it'll
after.
Look
going
more
after
like
the
this
mobile market. They wanted to do that. That's what it fucking is.
Yeah, it's going to be like a phone.
It's a dedicated
controller.
There was there's an analyst saying that like, there's going to be a handheld version and a console version of NX.
That exists simultaneously in the same box.
What?
They're all part of the same thing. It's your controller. But you just walk around with it everywhere. It's also your phone and your fucking...
But there's two units. How does that make sense?
Well, one's the actual box, like the hardware.
Just like how Wii U is. But now you can take the gamepad where the fuck
okay,
you
but
want to go.
All it is
if
a
it's not this quality.
No, talking about like launching this
garbage
separate. Oh,
if it feels
and there's
cheap,
enough hardware in it to be a mobile device.
I see
what
you're saying.
Cool.
Okay, I got it.
How do you play Mario like this?
Just imagine a big fucking oval shaped screen or like egg shaped.
It's Okama GameSphere is what
well,
it is.
Come on. I mean, that's fine. I mean, it doesn't look comfortable though. Like what? You, imagine holding just two little thin pieces and trying to balance it where this heavy center. Wants to just fall. Like
I don't know, dude. I hope that's not it. It's disgusting.
It's not ergonomical. Those thumbsticks are too small. You need physical buttons.
I need a fucking handle, man.
Here's well, the who knows? Who knows what it's going to be?
Nintendo thinks the mobile market is still on the rise. Like, mobile games are the shit.
They're probably like...
There's money to be made there, I'm sure.
Everyone has a phone. We made games.
Oh, because they were getting pressure from everybody because they were losing to the mobile market. Like, okay, how do we get into the mobile market?
It's just so exciting, eh? What are they working on? What do you guys got?
That fucking controller.
And it's not controller? A traditional console. That's the problem. And we're seeing it as it is.
Who knows? We don't know. These things are fake. Like, they haven't said
anything about it. Controller could possibly
I wish fake. Nintendo was an American company, man.
Sure. Yeah. It is weird that they're like they would a have Japanese made, company. Like, they not would like Sony have made is, but
an these awesome guys are, Zelda by now. Like, in HD, if it was in America, come on.
Yeah, they're fine the way they are. They are as good as they are because they came from Japanese, whatever. They need to let the American influence and
they don't.
Marketing and all that shit take hold, you know what I mean?
We'll see.
Learn from
did Wii U do well in...
No. No. Not, nowhere. Nowhere did this thing do well.
Okay.
It was worse than Wii.
Not even Chinese mainland.
It was worse than Wii.
Wait, dude, oh, yeah, they're stopping like production the this year. Yeah.
I thought that was even denied.
On Wii U, they're stopping... I don't know, I read that. A couple days ago.
Yeah, no, I read that was not true. Like, Nintendo came out and said that's not true.
Okay, well, you know what? So that's the hardware end of things, but like... Oh, baby. Okay, and the actual hardware in the box is like a PS4.5.
That's...
And everyone's shaking their heads.
Where'd you hear that?
It won't be.
No, that's what they were saying. Like, oh, no. This is not my prediction, but...
Is this your hope?
No, there's just like rumors about what it's going to be capable of based on dev kits and shit.
No way.
Oh.
Always.
Yeah, remember when Wii was supposed to be...
No, dude, I'm not saying it's the truth, okay, you motherfucker? I'm saying, like,
it's
that's
what people are
saying. It's
never been true, it won't be true.
I agree. I just thought I'd mention it.
It'll be as good as an Xbox 360.
All right, stop it. I don't care. But what about the game end of things? Like, if this thing does get unveiled, like, like, there can't be a Zelda game that's made for this. There can't be a Star Fox game that's made for this.
There won't be a Star Fox. Star Fox is not it.
There's going to be a Metroid launch. Oh. Shit. I'm going into
it. There's going to be a fucking, like, Mario. Oh. Like, Mario's been dormant since Mario 3D World.
Wait. Okay, yeah.
No, because they keep doing these side-scrolling
Mario.
No, but it's the Galaxy team.
If they launch with Mario, fucking Metroid, and Zelda, which they will, that Zelda is coming out.
So it launch. That's what I'm saying. If this were a North American company, they would release an awesome console, like powerful enough to compete with the shit out now, and they would have those three games in their launch lineup, and they would...
It's happening! This is happening!
It's not happening, and it would fucking break! That would be amazing.
You
want
to know how serious they are about hardware on this one?
No.
There's no disc drive.
Oh, it's only digital, but we have a 50 gig hard drive.
That's a cost-cutting measure, dude.
Yeah, so they can put other shit in it. Or, like, it's just, like, it's a forward tech thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying something.
I also heard it's
I don't know what it is.
$200
Ooh.
For the handheld version.
I love it.
That's bad news.
Wait, no, I'm just saying, like, I love that the rumors are so polarizing.
It'll be the quality of an Xbox 360 controller.
What will it be?
No, the cheap ones that are really light, the wired ones.
That's the best controller I've ever held.
No.
All right, well, let's get into our top five. So we go on round table, or am I just going to fly through mine?
I have one.
Let me start because I was just saying it.
All right, you win.
All right, I go five. Prediction.
I'm just going to say all of mine and not number them.
Wii.
Really?
The next Wii.
Go ahead.
It's going to be called Wii. That's not the brand.
Just Wii?
No, Wii 2.
Not Wii U, but Wii 2. Idiots.
No, is that Metroid?
Yeah.
Is that Metroid, fucking Mario, and Zelda are going to launch?
Oh, they, yeah.
That's going to be their way in. They know their
launch
best.
That day?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's your prediction?
With the console. Yes.
Metroid?
That's not a hope. That is predicting.
That's not
happening. Oh, we're doing predictions first?
Yeah.
There's no way.
They always space that shit out, right?
No, yeah, there's no way. No the console
only way,
has ever released three
the
bombs.
The only way.
Hold on. And NX, you're saying?
Oh, yeah. NX launches with...
Wow.
With fucking Metroid.
That's a bold prediction.
Dude, that Mario is so wrong, you're going to get negative points for this.
$10.
Hold on, I feel like we can't start with predictions.
I'm betting $10
on that. You on that
we
right
can't,
now.
We can't start with predictions.
$10.
Because
$20, I don't care.
We're going to argue.
Okay.
No, I just started. Well, okay.
Do your hope.
That's your hope.
Is that
That's
a hope?
A prediction, come on.
You'd be better off to make that a hope, because we will
hope
drill
well,
you
but
for
no,
it
but prediction, man, it's happening.
All
right. No, here's my reasoning.
Okay.
The only way they can enter into the market right now, because everyone's already bought their PS4 and Xbox One. No one is going to go out and spend fucking millions on... Or not millions, but another $300 on fucking Wii U.
Yeah.
They've been
Especially
burned.
With VR coming up and everything, too.
Yeah. They've been burned before. They've been burned twice.
They're just gonna get burned again, man.
The only way to jump in back into the market, like halfway through a console cycle, is to release the best games, which
to go fucking crazy.
Fucking, what's the Metroid developer?
Retro Studios.
Retro. They haven't done shit.
Yeah. That in Donkey years. Kong remake, like they upgraded their old Donkey Kong game.
Yeah. And meantime, like five people are making Donkey Kong, but the rest of the team is making Metroid. Metroid is being made.
Nope.
You know who's running the company right now is the old president of like the American side.
That could be a good
thing. Japanese guy, but he was like representing NOA.
NOA. What
the hell's Reggie's job?
No, he's just a
PR.
Yeah, I think he's a spokesface.
He's a spokesface.
He's a bad spokesface.
My first hope, Metroid NX tech demo. Let me see how this thing fucking works. Why
at the end of every? Okay, I'll say it next.
All right. Dan, what's your
hope? No, do it again.
No, that's it. That's all I had to say. All
right.
Be good.
I don't know, because does Rockstar normally show up at E3? Are they like one of the people like, now we're not
Rockstar?
Yeah, they do.
Might not be at E3, but there could be news around it.
Okay, well,
GTA, a lot of companies aren't even showing up this
They season. Are going to show
I bet we'll hear about
Red
GTA.
Dead 2.
Oh.
For sure.
They're talking GTA 6, too.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
No.
That's next.
They're talking about GTA 6.
Yeah, they're probably talking about it. They're storyboarding it. They're doing the beginning things.
You think Red Dead is first?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I guess, yeah.
There's and there was a leaked week. Photo, supposedly, but I mean,
that a guy in a jacket like, looked like a Calgary. Real...
Yeah.
Did it look like a real photo?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
It was Lake Louise.
I was like, yeah, it was Lake Louise. I was like, that's too good. But it was like a, kind of like, it had resolution to it, like, especially in the water.
Yeah.
It was like Sharpness choppy.
Was turned up, maybe.
I don't know.
That looked like, fucking amazing. If you can... I'll be back into games if I can play that game. If
yeah, you gotta be able to go anywhere too, right?
Yeah.
Was that just that was just a real photo? Like somebody made that.
You know how it's kind
of it was Lake Louise with fucking John Marston up-rezzed.
Fuck, man. But that I saw that and I was like, oh my god! But I before I even saw that, I knew Red Dead was coming this year. It has to.
And
this year?
Yeah, oh yeah,
oh yeah.
GTA.
It'll be up for the end of the year.
Every time they announce it, it's that year. They don't fuck around. They
okay,
don't care.
All right, cool.
Not to mention their last game was at the end. Xbox 360, they made five.
GTA 5. And all they did was
update
made
it
to PS4. Next gen game, yeah.
That's true. So they're working on it. They're working on
it. That's
pretty sure
like,
they outsourced the upgrade.
You think so.
Also,
you know what?
Dude,
it's like, they have like one of the biggest teams like in the industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All those people have
been
working
on something. Yeah, they're over 500 people.
500 people, and it's like $500 million or something to make a game or some stupid, retarded price.
It's going to be more than that now.
GTA 5 was so expensive to make.
Yeah.
Like, that's why there's so many people, because they have to fund it.
Okay, that's a cool one.
Make a sick game.
You hope Red Dead will be out before the end of the year? It's exciting.
I'd be happy to play that game again.
Jeff, what you got?
I love that game.
All right.
I just hope they push the boundaries of the console, because I feel like nobody has.
That's the thing.
I feel like
that's
not quite even there yet. Like,
right, that's what I'm saying. Someone's going to be the first team to
I mean,
really
Uncharted
do it.
Looks fucking nuts, but
it doesn't look that nuts.
Yeah, it does.
All right.
Yeah. It does. It's just like, it's not like a... If it's like a fully interactive world, like
can't
we haven't
wait
had that
to
on
play
PS4
that
yet.
Game.
Yeah,
I mean we've had it with Fallout, but come on, it was a PS2 game.
Fallout looks like shit.
Yeah, it did.
Emily saw a movie with her mom today in theaters, and her mom saw there's an Uncharted 4 preview before the movies.
Yeah,
and she was like, "That's what video games look like these days."
Oh my god!
Like, I was just like seeing that through her eyes, you know,
like
picturing Nintendo.
What?
Yeah. Like what the fuck?
So.
My mom got tricked when I was playing Forza once. I think Forza like 3 or 4. She's like, "I thought you were watching a race." I'm like, "No, that's a game." Jesus Christ,
3 or 4.
My papa thought the final battle with Ganondorf was real.
Come on.
I swear to God.
What?
I didn't tell you that before,
dude. Picture it. It's N64.
I know.
That was the guy
it's triangles.
What are you watching?
I was
on
in
TV?
The back. I was in the back room of my mom's house, like over Christmas.
Yeah.
And like I was playing it since my birthday or whatever. I was constantly playing. So I was at Ganondorf, and I'm fighting, like hitting the fucking ball back and forth. You know that part?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he walks into the room. He's like, "You shouldn't be watching this violence, in, like real life movie." He thought it was a real movie.
Should be watching this violence, like.
That's crazy. You sure you didn't think
just
it was a cartoon?
For you.
No, he thought it was real.
Oh, I thought it was real.
No way.
Yeah, because we were all sitting back. What is like?
What was your hope?
I didn't say it yet.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so my first one is I want firm release dates for Horizon, Final Fantasy, Last of Us,
These are all one hope?
Last of Us.
Yes. Gran Turismo.
My number one is a list of games I want to be at the show. No.
Battlefield will be
No, no, no. I want firm release dates this year for all of these games.
Wow.
You're not going to get The Last of Us.
No, not happening.
You don't think so?
Absolutely. They don't announce release dates until like a month.
You know what? You might be right.
No, there's
they can't do Last of Us now.
They're not
going
to put.
They'll say like spring or something.
They might teaser trailer.
Teaser. There will not be a date.
It will be out in 18 months.
What about Battlefield? That's my last one.
Battlefield for sure.
You think so?
I hope something has to be shown before that. Pray. It's the only thing I'm really like excited for. Like I keep searching Battlefield 5. Like news, it keeps trickling out. Like this guy tweeted this job. Like fucking.
You know what's coming. They're going to show it at
E3. We'll find out, yeah. We'll find out.
It will be shown at E3. And it's just going to be like, they picked this actor this time, and we put his face in the game. Like it. And then the game sucks.
Chad, what do you got?
Battlefield doesn't do that.
I don't know.
Yes, it does. It put fucking Chalky White in the last one.
Battlefield?
Yeah. Oh. Battlefield single player?
Are we doing hopes?
Yeah, we're still doing hopes. Right, we've all only said one.
I've said one prediction, and it was my hope.
All right, give us a hope. A solid hope.
Are you going from memory?
What?
Your hopes and predictions. Are you going from memory?
No, I'm just kind of
making it up as you go.
Oh, shit.
Hitting wherever you guys are saying.
Live.
Battlefield 5. My hope is that it's not the worst game ever made. I know it sounds like a cheap thing, but I don't understand how they're going to make a good follow-up to Battlefield 4. Like, after they worked on that for such a long time.
I'm worried that they're going back in history and using old shit, old guns and stuff.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. It'll be...
I'm worried about the mechanics of the game and how fun it's going to be.
I want another simplified shooter. Like, everything is getting so complicated now. Like, Call of Duty, you can fucking run on walls and jump and shit. Like, I miss the old, just what Call of Duty felt like.
Listen, people are playing Battlefield 2.
Medal of Honor Frontline.
Something like that. Maybe not... Yeah, sure. A really good-looking, basic... Shooter.
Remember the sniping mission in that fucking game?
No, I love the complicated games.
You don't play Call of Duty. Like, that's complicated and annoying. Like,
Battlefield is complicated.
Wall jumping and fucking double jumping.
You're talking about, like, fast, like, quick movements.
I want a simplified... Yeah, like, Battlefield's a lot more simplified and, like, realistic. Yeah.
Battlefront is the simplest game. I played it today. It's fucking horrible.
But it doesn't have great mechanics, and that's a problem.
Yeah, mechanics. But it's simple. You can't have, like...
Imagine
you want a game of skill that's simple that you destroy it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like the way Halo was. Halo 2, remember? It was just a simple, fun game.
What about Destiny?
Destiny? Yeah, I was good at that, too.
Yeah, basic, like, kind of straightforward controls.
Yeah.
Nothing nuts.
I don't like where it's going. Everything's so fast and, like... MLG is, like, ruining video games.
He's Josh in MLG or some shit? What was that?
He did a tournament.
Is he terrible?
He's a fucking Halo beast.
Is he really?
Dude, he's like... Okay, the way the game works is there's like... Bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, onyx.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
He is the top tier max level in it. Like,
holy shit.
Like, you know how the numbers...
There's the 1500, right?
He's numbered in most categories.
So he's above onyx.
All categories, he's onyx. All of them. Every single category.
Oh, it's Onyx 1500.
Doubles, 1v1, big team, everything. He's fucking Onyx. Kid's a beast.
Okay, I'm saying all mine. And if you guys want to talk about it, we can.
What?
These are all my hopes.
Just pause in between.
Boom.
Okay, full Mass Effect demo. Like, here's how the game mechanics work. Here's the new world you're in. All of that.
Wow, that's demanding.
That's my hope.
No,
and
that's
it's like
happening.
That's I think
and
that's
it's like a benchmark
we're
game. It's like
there.
We have not we have not
hopes?
Abandoned.
It's not coming
no,
to first though.
But mine is directly related to that.
Then, mine's in there
then
too.
We'll bring it up later.
You
so yeah, like it's just fucking like we really care about Mass Effect. Like we're using new we're using new fucking tech for the PlayStation flop.
What?
For the PlayStation 4. No, I just hope they go into it and they like really fucking kill it. Naughty Dog sci-fi game. I think I heard about that a long time ago.
Oh yeah, Iron for the Moon.
Naughty Dog is... They have two amazing franchises.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
And
I don't think
Last of Us needs to come out yet.
It won't. It won't be at least for another year and a half.
After Uncharted? It's the sci-fi game.
Wrong.
I hope.
Sci-fi.
Okay, Visceral Star Wars. Let's let that thing show up in any form.
Oh, baby.
Like Dead Space Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Imagine impressive. A fucking crazy Star Wars licensed fucking...
It's
Visceral game.
This is happening?
This is my hope from last year.
Is it going to be
Visceral's one of the three?
They're not going to make a gory Star Wars game.
I just don't think BioWare is going to show up with their Star Wars game because of Mass Effect. So Visceral's got to, right? It can't just be BioWare. Battlefront. Remember how EA was like, we are Star Wars. They've only done one game and
BioWare
nobody likes
Montreal. Wait, what? BioWare's under the EA license. Or EA
yeah,
label.
That's what I'm saying. And EA had the Star Wars license, right? And they haven't done fuck all with it, right? Because no one likes Battlefront.
The Star Wars RPG still could possibly be announced.
And Mass Effect?
Oh, yeah. Because Mass Effect comes out... It's made by a different studio. They have a different studio making that.
Really?
Like, the main BioWare base in Edmonton...
I suppose if Mass Effect's like gone gold or like even close to that, then other teams have already started on the next thing.
The main team, like they developed another team to make the next Mass Effect game, but the main base is hasn't made a game yet. They're making the Star Wars game.
What is this?
It's thriller.
An idea.
Oh,
it's the, okay. This is it? The extended thriller.
All right, here's some Nintendo ones. An impressive Mario game, whatever that means. And yeah, Zelda Double Down, like. They fucking delayed this thing like huge. I hope it was worth it. Whatever they did to fix this thing, like I hope it's worth it. That's all.
Yeah.
So make Zelda look cool, and yeah, if it comes up for NX, that'd be dope too.
Yeah.
And last thing is Call of Duty: Advanced Warfare steals the show again because that game was fucking sick.
It's Call of Duty Ghost 2, by the way.
Ghost
is it? Yep. It's not Advanced Warfare 2 or Warfighter.
It's Ghost 2.
You
know what?
Because they're doing 3 years now.
Maybe you're not interested. I'm interested in how well they're making games these days, not what they're calling it. You know what I mean?
No, but I liked what they were going with, or going for, like the, remember the villain was the guy from House of Cards?
Spacey, yeah.
Like they had that whole cool thing, and the videos looked really great, and the, just the layout of the levels were very, like...
Again, like the layout can still be good, arcade-y, the villains can still be good, right? You just... Like, are you really invested in the story?
I liked that it was kind of sci-fi. I remember, like, the drones would come at you with
swarms.
I did like that. And there was, like, laser guns.
I like the mech suits, which I don't know if we'll have. It's more stealth-based.
Yeah, like, really cool mech suits. Remember you had to, like... oh, fuck, those guys are so scary. Like, if on Veteran, you're like, fuck, there's another one. And you're like, shit, I have to rethink, like, every move that I'm making because I can't be in that area, like, at the end of this. Anyway, I really like the whole Advanced Warfare thing.
I have faith that they're going to make a good game in the Ghost universe because the last two have been amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Sure. I mean, I hope it's good. I really want to play Blops when anyone's done with it or anything.
I haven't even touched it yet.
Black Ops?
Yeah, Black Ops 3. Isn't it out?
Didn't I offer that to you last time you came? I think you said that and I put it in a case or something.
No,
I have 1,000 games to play, so.
They were like, it wasn't in the case or something.
Oh, I found it since, yeah. It was just on my shelf. But anyways.
There was an empty case. I was like, oh.
That's sadder.
Just like, oh, empty case. So those are my hopes.
All right.
I'm pretty happy with them.
You got any more?
I like those probes.
What was that game where you play as, like, some, like, tribal chick, but it's, like, you're hunting mechs?
Oh,
not mechs.
Horizon.
Horizon. It was like,
Zero Dawn.
Like, dinosaur robots. I hope I see more of that. That's
but there's
gonna
plenty,
happen.
There's
I predict
that.
I'm
oh,
gonna
yeah.
see more than that.
You know what I'm saying?
I put that on my list. It's like I want to see a fucking date. I want that like a November.
Oh yeah, that's probably gonna be this fall or
this
time next year.
The answer is this fall.
Did they?
Yeah, like it's
it was in the end of the trailer.
Yeah, but it could get delayed very easily.
No,
everything gets delayed.
Yeah, I feel like you'll get like story trailer, like a really sick trailer. And,
yeah, like it showed some like basic like this is pre-alpha gameplay. This is the idea that we have. Next year, we may actually have a game to show you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Sony has a lot to fuck up this year. Remember last year's was all, like, unannounced games? Shinami or whatever the fuck it's called. What's It Called was back again. Fucking The Last Guardian was there again and still didn't come out. And they, like, they went...
It's coming out this year.
No.
Yeah,
it does, no, it's not.
If it does, it will be really bad.
It's gonna be bad.
It looked horrible. Remember how bad it was? Like they didn't even change the engine at all. It's just a PS3 game. Oh, 7 years.
Yeah, and they really like showed a lot of shit that wasn't out yet, and not a lot of that shit has come out.
Bad.
That'll be half.
That's
an
the
hour.
First time we saw
half
an trailer,
hour,
wasn't it last
got
year?
The Kickstarter today.
Yeah.
For what?
It's the last time we saw Uncharted was last year at E3.
No,
they've shown
constantly.
Shit from that. They've shown... There's been two fucking...
No, sorry, first time. First time we saw Uncharted.
Yes.
Was E3 last year.
There's been a fucking demo for multiplayer twice.
Yeah.
And I haven't played it. I have it. I haven't played it.
Probably bad. Fuck. It's probably not.
Yeah, I watched videos of it and I was like, it doesn't look like it's something that would keep me, but I'm sure it'll be fun.
The multiplayer always looks way worse in the game.
You know what? Yeah, and I think maybe they learned a lot from The Last of Us multiplayer, but that was pretty...
That was fun.
Well celebrated.
It seems more like that, to be honest with you. It's just less violent. Like, you're not fucking face stomping people.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was. You could never fucking get in a game.
That was a problem. Remember we used to wait like 20 minutes sometimes?
Yeah, 20 minutes. Like, fuck, that was so much fun.
Some people know how to do matchmaking. It's like that. Other companies don't know. Call of Duty? Like that. Fucking Halo? Yeah. Hours. You know what I mean? Last of Us, hours. I don't understand.
Halo was hours?
Sometimes.
Remember the Master Chief Collection came out? It was broken.
It was broken.
Oh, that game was broken.
Yeah. But that wasn't...
Like, even Halo 5 kind of sucked.
No, yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean...
It was acceptable, but it wasn't...
fucking...
None. Call of Duty is insane. It's click, you're in.
Well, there's a fucking million people playing it all times.
I guess that makes it easy when you're...
It's got 1,000 people playing. Game.
Hey, I forgot to mention that World War One Battlefield is on my hopes. I took it off because I figured you were going to have it. Yeah. But yeah, that would be... I really want to see
that. That's what you think cool Battlefield's shit. Doing is going back?
That's what they said.
Yeah, there was a...
Rumors were already...
Little
out.
Snap Man, rumor.
This
of, like,
is shit that I used to know everything about. Like, I used to read through all the headlines every day, and now I don't fucking pay attention to anything. It's kind of better.
Yeah, Battlefield 5, they're going...
It's kind of better.
They're going back.
My waits don't seem as long for games now. They're just...
Oh, that's
they're,
coming out?
They're, that's out next
Most
week.
Most of my exposure is, like, YouTube. Like, what is, like, an official video. That's what I, like, that's when I see shit.
Yeah.
When they launch an official video, I'd say.
I still check N4G, like, 5 or 6 times
a
day.
I can't believe you check that site. It's just fucking rubbish.
It's really bad. But there's some trash. Or there's... It's literally 99% trash, but then there's one... thing on there because the news goes there first, like the good news.
So you're sifting through classifieds.
I find I like N4G for just like hobbying, like, oh, what kind of cool rumors are there, like, that I can read about and kill time.
That's the thing. That's what I like, is the rumors.
Like, when I used to like search Zelda rumors, you know, like,
you know, probably every big news story comes out as a rumor first. It's just whether or not you can
tell
how real it is, right?
The thing is, like, every rumor that comes out has been true. So the thing with the NX
Not
controller?
Everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I would say every piece of news has started as a rumor, but the other 99% are just...
Like, Battlefield 5 will be World War One. It will be.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It can't be.
It'd be exactly what I thought was confirmed.
There was just rumors. Like
how can it be confirmed if the game's not even officially announced, though?
I can't wait. Oh, you guys don't have predictions, eh?
Insiders that go in.
Just are you sure it's not announced?
Yeah. There what? Was like just because
Battlefield
seen...
5 hasn't been announced.
Really?
They just said we're working on the next Battlefield.
Yeah, IGN posts some fucking pretty crazy rumors sometimes too, and it's kind of pisses me off because they're
the
always wrong.
The next
wrong.
Battlefield is coming out this fall. Like, it was in their financial like reports. Like EA,
okay. So
like,
it's not announced,
like,
but it's like confirmed really. Almost, like unofficially.
Yeah. Okay. They didn't say like it's a World War One shooter game or anything. They just said Battlefield 5 this fall, which worries me.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, but they're working on Mirror's Edge.
No, they had to fix. It's probably like 7 Chinese guys working on that.
It's all DICE. Room. Like, DICE is a huge... They must be humongous now. But it's all one studio.
It's a fucking white world with some paint splattered in it. And Chinese girls' hands. You don't shoot. There's no mechanics behind it except for running
Dude,
and rolling.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen the fucking
people.
Game?
7 people.
Maybe
it's 8. Like, it's
DLC.
Game. But no, like, jokes aside, that is a full, huge game.
It is.
Betcha.
And
oh, here's my prediction. Mirror's Edge 2 will be one of the biggest letdowns of your life.
I'm not really that excited for it. I'm buying it, but...
Let's, sorry. Can we do TJ's hopes?
Okay, so my Mass Effect hope was much more grounded, I feel like, than yours. I just want to understand the story.
Play the game.
If I know... God damn it.
I feel like a rock star. That joke landed.
Just hands up, instantly.
Nobody beat me to it?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
I wouldn't even have thought
No,
about.
Like, the...
I do want to know where they're going with this.
Andromeda story. Is a new story. I don't even think
it's a new
right.
story. And
it's
I want to get excited about that story. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
The only thing tied to Mass Effect is that a shepherd is named.
Shepherd.
And it's called Mass Effect.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's probably Shepherd's daughter.
It's not.
No, it is the Shepherd. It's just a recording from hundreds of years ago.
Could be.
Prediction.
I feel like that's okay.
No, I did you name yourself Chad Shepherd?
No.
Where did that come from?
No.
Because I was just thinking, I'm like...
Was it Jack? No, yeah. John.
John. No, maybe no, it was Jack.
What the Jack fuck Shepherd was lost.
Yeah. No, it was that then.
Jack Shepherd.
What was it?
You know John, you know my character's
I
name?
I was John Shepherd. I stayed John Shepherd.
Oh, I was Daniel
it
Shepherd.
It wasn't John. You're Daniel Shepherd?
Yeah.
Do you guys overwrite default names?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Never.
Hey, guess
are
what?
Are you serious?
My Renegade game?
Yeah.
I always make mine Link.
Darth Shepherd.
I do remember that.
Yeah, that's
I
cool,
made a
right?
fucking...
That's sweet.
I fucking love Renegade. Anyway.
He's just
my regular name was Joseph Shepherd.
Yeah, see?
It's not so bad.
In Star Wars... I have to be Silch Evelyn. That's
right. My name's Durda Lawin.
But I've always made it that. In when I play a Star Wars game and I can make my name, that's my name.
It's your avatar. Silch. You gotta go into that universe.
Exactly.
Same guy every time.
Oh, Silch.
Silch is here.
He's made his return.
Silch.
Silch?
Alright, I got two more. I got two more. Okay.
Evelyn.
This one's a little wild, okay? And you guys yeah. probably gonna go shit. Titanfall 2?
You hope that comes out?
I like Titanfall. Okay.
Listen, if they
want
made that game
to be good,
if they made that yeah. game pretty, if that was a beautiful game,
yeah, it could just fucking work.
People would be like, "Oh my god, it's the best game!" But it looked like shit.
They were first to market.
It was made for 360.
Yeah. It was made for Xbox
that's
original,
worked,
and then
came out months
up.
Later.
I don't know.
No, it was made for 360.
Yeah, I know it's bad.
Oh, but it didn't come out with console launch.
Let's make it double HD.
So I didn't even get this, but actually, not going to happen. But Destiny 2.
Oh, no, no.
Every
no.
once in a while, and it happened today, thinking about Destiny, going like, fuck, Destiny was good, man. You know, thinking about the Division.
What?
It just, like, reminds me of Destiny.
Destiny?
I could play Destiny tonight.
100
like,
times better
fun.
Than Division.
Yeah. And
Destiny
I,
was fucking awesome.
Looking up what was coming out this year, Destiny 2 was on a list somewhere, and it was just like, I guess it's happened. It's probably 2017, but like... And I don't think they want to ruin what they got going right now by announcing something else and kind of killing what they have.
What they said
like,
was that another...
Keep on that for a while.
No,
more huge missions and expansions and stuff?
Their financial reports...
But it's
reports,
been 2 years.
So like the, you know...
In September.
The financial
the
reports
game?
Are... Yeah, oh yeah.
No, no, no.
Since the first game.
Since the first one. So like it's got like another year at most.
Yeah, but
and
they're not going to have just one. Like they talked about
there's
going to
be the
this.
Taken King. There's going to be another huge one this fall. And then Destiny 2 is going to come out in 2017.
Taken King's done.
2017, so
it's probably
at the end
big,
of 2017, and we'll get a third or fourth, maybe expansion, the final expansion.
No, Destiny 2.
I would love Destiny 2. Oh my god, I would play the shit. I will. Play
I think
the
announcing
shit
it now would kill whatever they got in the pipeline. So it's probably not going to happen till next year.
Remember how fun it was just to play that?
I
game?
Loved just getting in and just yeah, new weapons.
You can't remember just cool getting on a sparrow and just. And then, like, when you hop
the
off,
game
it's just
be
like
so much better.
Double
too.
Jump up and fucking you're a warlock and just hit the ground.
Or the Titan.
So sick, man. Like,
yeah,
just
I liked,
shit.
I like that.
Oh, it was yeah. so much fun. It was like playing something like The Division for fucking a long time in the last few weeks really makes you miss a game that
was awesome.
Was awesome. Yeah.
I gave it a 5 out of 5. I'm happy to say that.
Destiny's fucking. Oh, I played that. I'm not even kidding.
When
over
we used to rate
400
games.
Hours.
That's fucking crazy.
Remember we used to rate games?
Rape?
Rate.
Still do.
Well, at the end of things, if you listen back, I generally, like, before you hit click, I'm like, 4 to 5.
4 to 5, click.
I did it with the Division, actually. Yeah, I don't know if you caught it.
I didn't. What did you give the Division?
4 to 5.
Four nice. To five.
4 to 5.
4 to 5.
I watched the last episode.
It would have been a 5 if it had fucking good.
Okay, last one is, forget that. I want a fucking Infamous game announced.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Infamous
is one of the best games in the last 2 years.
Yeah,
since the new generation.
It's the last game I really
you know what?
Enjoyed.
It's so good.
I felt like if they weren't really, really rushed to make that game, it would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Like the,
but even
the
game
whole go around and spray paint stuff, like I know it's just...
No, it was like, we have a weird shake functionality we want people to use.
Yeah.
Can you factor that in? Like, they're an in-house Sony studio.
Give them...
Yeah.
Like, the game was a success. I feel like it was a big success because it landed at the right time.
Yeah.
When there wasn't much else to play, so a lot of people just played it and enjoyed it.
It was sweet.
Yeah, but...
What are you saying?
Infamous has been overlooked before.
What do you mean, overlooked?
The first games, Infamous...
Like, they were really good and no one cared?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but now...
Okay, because, well, I appreciate this last game.
Yeah, because it landed at the time that it did, like, when there wasn't much else to play,
the
but
launch
everyone...
Hump, right?
Yeah.
In, like, March of...
And it was, like, the first really good-looking...
It looked great, yeah.
That and Titanfall launched at the same time.
Yeah, they did.
So it was, like, that was, like, the two games.
You know what? Remember... Remember
Xbox One has this, and we have
this
360
fucking...
Remember, yeah, I remember you sending me a video of, like... Him standing on the top of a building and like 1 foot was
yeah,
on the ledge and
dude,
was down. You're like,
remember
look at how good, and I was impressed.
Like, that's fucking amazing. Remember you got that game
early
and
oh,
like
yeah.
reviewed it on the show, and that's like anybody who listens is because of that episode.
No,
it's
watched
that's the biggest fucking thing ever. Absolutely true.
No, it's that episode.
We got like
was
four
it
listeners.
So many
that are
Watch Dogs got us.
Remember we
talked
the fucking
it did.
List.
Watch Dogs
we were
as well.
The world's first review of that game. Yeah,
you guys remember I freaked out when the website got like 3,000 hits.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
We reviewed it and broadcast it on the fucking internet.
Didn't
fucking
people say like,
shit we had to?
Yeah. These guys are the worst reviewers ever.
No.
There's always yeah. some asshole, though.
I did read something like
no,
that.
No, there was. There was
somebody chirped you really hard.
But somebody defended
something.
That.
I don't remember.
Someone defended that, like, oh, well, I think it's real, you know, these guys or whatever. Just
yeah, somebody's like, no, if you actually listen to it, like, he's playing it. Like, they played the game. He's
yeah.
played it.
I remember watching a stream later, too.
No, he said we hated it. We hated the... Oh, he didn't say we were bad at reviewing. He said we were bad at, like, we were talking about other shit first.
There was
they're,
a guy who
like,
said...
The review's, like, 40 minutes into the
sounds like a
episode.
Bunch of high school students got together and made a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 30-year-old high school students, but that's, in a way, pretty true.
It's gotten a little better.
We're young at heart, man. We're young at heart.
Yeah, that's
fuck
true.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck you, buddy.
I loved it. I don't
you're
care,
still
man.
Listening. Suck my nuts.
Nobody's listening.
No, actually, we have like
we
40, 40 listens.
Did we really?
Yeah, he said, what's he up to?
Oh, the fuck is listening?
We'll find out.
Listen,
Manny Biggs is texting us.
What?
He texted
still
TJ.
He, I don't think he's listening to why he texted.
We've had too many bad jokes.
Not text, tweeted.
Oh, you got
we
gotta
some...
block the internet.
No, we say it every single episode.
He listens now.
TJ, go back, man.
We say it every episode.
Delete the first half of the episode.
Sorry, man.
Okay, are we jumping to predictions then? Predictions now?
I thought we were all over the map for both.
No, we're good.
All right, go.
No, we are doing predictions.
Thanks
now.
For listening.
Okay,
man,
this is
you,
the kind
you
of shit
dope.
That we're going to be held accountable for in 6 months from now.
Yeah, I like this. Well,
what do you mean?
3 months, whatever.
I'm going to say
soft. You think people
are
going to listen?
No, I'm saying if you say something, like hopes were
oh,
wild,
okay, never mind.
Crazy.
I'm
predictions
lost.
Are like, you think that's going to happen, you idiot? Are you fucking crazy? That's what a prediction is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway. I
don't
yeah,
mean,
like, no cheapos picture. Yeah,
no
cheapos.
Be like,
No
Man's Sky
actually...
is going to come out this year.
Whoa! When is that, June?
Okay, yeah. I'm predicting these things.
That game's going to be...
The dude, best game I ever played.
Is it going to pee?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, let's wait.
Wait.
All right, let's take a break.
We'll just... No, we can just talk
take
about
a break.
This game for 4 minutes.
Take a break. Let's turn it
I'm
off.
Taking a break.
Let's turn it off.
No, we're going to do predictions.
No, I mean, no, just like, get a break. I just want to turn it off for a break.
Oh, it was Dathraki or something like that.
I said Dathraki.
Dathraki.
I said a Dothraki. Is it Doth?
What did you call it?
Dothraki.
Dothraki.
It wasn't that bad. Come on! I can't wait to play Star Fox after this.
Oh my
yeah.
god.
Did you know he's got a chalkboard now?
Yeah, that's the best thing in the whole world.
Leaderboard.
I ain't got no chalk.
Shit, really?
No.
I got a box of chalk for my kid.
Box
I'll bring
of
it over.
I got chalk, for the backsplash. I bought chalk for that backsplash.
You get them at a dollar store for a dollar. Lots of them.
Yeah, no, I just think don't have any right now.
No, I'm bringing chalk. I have an excess of chalk.
Colored ones, too. That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, they're all colored.
What color am I? I gotta be red.
It's fucking fat shit, too.
Falcons
white.
Oh my god.
White.
Oh my god,
only.
That's how we gotta be.
Everyone gets their own color?
Yeah.
White.
I'm red.
No, you gotta be one of the colors of the characters. Like, Peppy's red, Slippy's green.
What color is
Falco's
Fox?
Falco's blue.
Falco's blue? I'm blue then. What's Fox?
I don't know.
I'll be fucking.
Oh my god, you're Slippy.
I am Slippy. You're fucking Peppy. Exactly.
You're Peppy. I'm Falco, come on.
And I'm
give you Fox. Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Fucking
yeah.
Slippy, god damn it.
Wow, we can actually.
I accept it because it's like, yeah, that's it.
I'm not Slippy.
Yeah, I would.
I'm not Peppy.
You're Fox. You're Fox, you're fucking Falco, you are fucking Peppy.
You're becoming more like the father! TJ, that's you!
Oh my god.
I guess I should be thankful. I am Falco.
How so handfast!
Hey, I'm.
So- Tim's, come on, if we're being completely honest, Tim is Slippy.
Tim's Bill.
Why is Tim Bill?
So I'll help you again.
Bill's just a stoner.
Bill's Kyle. Yeah. Bill is Kyle.
Who's Doug?
Cat. Doug's Cat.
Cat. Doug is Cat. Oh my god.
Doug's General Pepper. He kind of looks like...
Star Fox. We are in your debt.
Doug could be Star Wolf, couldn't he?
No.
Doug's pretty Wolf. Badass. Shit.
Doug he is be- becoming badass with those tattoos and his hair's nice. He's got his nice pipes. Hair. Yeah, he's got pipes. I noticed.
Yeah, he's got bigger.
Mm-hmm. You like called him fat right off the bat or something. He was like sitting.
I was teasing his little belly. Yeah, he was
like, what?
We're all sitting like on the couch.
He's like, I've been working fucking hard at this.
Yeah, but Doug used to be like pretty round.
Who?
In the middle.
Doug goes back and forth, man.
Yeah, he does flip flop. I've seen Doug really skinny.
Yeah, but now he's good.
He's got big belly.
He's got a little belly.
There was a picture. One of the pictures he posted, he was like.
Holy fuck. I think that it was just the way he was sitting. And yeah, that's why I mentioned it, and that's why it looks weird in the picture, yeah.
He's probably like, stretching or something.
Okay, so am I just going to run through mine the same way I did?
What?
Sure. Doug is Leon, though. Just to go back to it real quick.
The Great Leon!
I feel like his hair looks all
I'm the Great Leon! Yeah, he is. Well, whatever.
What else does Great Leon say?
I don't know, man. That's deep.
Too bad. No.
That's Piggy.
Too bad Dad's not here. Right?
Too bad Dad's not here. Okay, so my predictions. VR is going to absolutely take over this show, and it's going to be like the stupid motion control bullshit. The whole thing's going to be with VR.
Yeah, it's true.
No jaw droppers. Like, everyone, I feel like, is going to be playing it safe right now.
Wrong.
I think there'll be...
Mass Effect and Battlefield.
That's playing it safe. That's honestly playing it safe. Like, I'm talking about...
I like, think something
Red
like,
Dead is a fucking showstopper if it looks like that.
If it, I mean, it's going to look fantastic.
Like, yeah, because they know how to make games.
Rockstar is one of, honest to God, like the best developers out there. Like, they don't fail.
I honestly think they may be, they won't focus on Uncharted.
And everything that they do is tens, man. Like, every game that they bang out are, like, the top of the line. Like, highest production value. Do you remember those videos when Red Dead was coming out where it was, like, a guy narrating? And they released one every, like, 2 weeks or so before, like, the game came out. Those were I remember watching those going, like, that game looks fucking amazing.
But you know what? I'm learning that, like, they don't do that a year early anymore.
No, they don't. Like, nobody... People are actually... Movies are doing the same thing.
Like, they're not going to talk... Everything's faster. It's going to be all about what's coming out this year or before next E3. And if your game's not coming out before next E3, then it probably won't be there. That's what I think. And everyone's going to play it safe because there is good games in the pipeline that we can highlight and be safe.
No, there's going to be some crazy ones that come out.
UIPs can have a really long lead time and like wait over a year, but existing IPs, you got to pump that shit out.
That's the key. Nintendo NX is going to be too weird, whatever it is. I think it'll be like a step too weird.
So by weird, you mean it's bad?
I don't know. Like, if they can't figure out, like, if they can't just narrow or like get it through their fucking skulls that it's got to be like... It's got to be a PlayStation 4, with Mario games.
Maybe it's more accurate to say NX is not for us.
I don't know. Yeah,
who's it for though? I mean, who wants that 12-year-olds thing?
I don't know, man.
I ain't giving that to my 12-year-old so he can take it to school and drop it in the rocks. Like,
and I think it's gonna be Microsoft's like fluff year, like really like opening up, like the same way PlayStation did last year. It was like. Game, because they don't have a VR thing right now.
Microsoft doesn't have nothing.
I know. I don't, Microsoft? And that's another thing. That's another reason. That's another reason why.
Gears would be awesome. Four? I mean, if they do...
Maybe they've been keeping stuff close to the chest and...
It's not the same team anymore, right? That made Gears 2 and stuff like...
No, Epic's not in.
Yeah, so it'll be bad. It'll be the same guys who made that last Judgment one, and that was garbage.
No, it's a new studio.
A completely new studio?
Completely new studio. Never touched Gears in their lives. Actually, they made the...
it can't be good, then.
They
made
the fucking revamped or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it shouldn't have... it's the same thing like with 343.
All right, Dan, what's your prediction?
And it's going to take down... Or it's going to be shit, like the way that Halo's shit now.
What are your predictions?
I didn't really come up with anybody. I'm trying to think of something real quick.
We can do 0.5 next week.
No, it's fine. I don't even know. I mean, I haven't cared about games this year, really. There's nothing... That's blowing my mind.
Okay. No predictions, though.
But I predict nothing. Go ahead. I don't know.
Jeff, what do you got?
Okay. My first one is Ubisoft and Bethesda.
Why do you say Bethesda? I was going to literally mic that, like tease you.
It's a weird voice chat. It's a weird name, right?
No, Bethesda. But you know it's Bethesda.
I know it's Bethesda, but like when I drink, it comes out the way I used to say it for the past 10 years, you know? Bethesda. Like there's all these words that are out there that we say funny because they're spelled fucking weird.
A lot of people say Bethesda. Ocarina wrong.
Miyamoto. Is that how you say it?
That actually sounds pretty good.
Miyamoto?
Yeah,
is that how you
What did we used to say for Ocarina?
Ocarina?
No, it was weirder than that.
Ocarnia?
Yeah.
Ocarina?
Yeah.
Ocarina.
We called it Ocarina of Time. Forever.
Ocarina.
I didn't know what an Ocarina was until Tim bought one.
It's Ocarina of Time. I can't say Ocarina of Time.
That's Ocarina. What it is.
That's what it is, but syllables. I can't say it. Bethesda's fucking right. Like what TJ's saying.
Bethesda.
I can't say
Bethesda.
I say so, Ocarina.
From the Fallout 3 days.
So what do you think? Yeah.
So those two companies are going to compete for most boring show.
They're not going to be there?
I saw Bethesda in the list of like E3. I'm not sure if they're actually
going to be there. No, they're going to release that fucking
Doom, maybe?
Thief game.
They're
going
to have like Fallout 4 mod shit probably. You know what I mean? If they're there.
No one's going to care.
Exactly.
What was the other
exactly.
one? Dishonored? Is Dishonored?
Yeah.
No one cares still.
That game does look cool.
No.
Have you seen the new trailer?
No.
Ooh.
Does it look like the first one?
I don't know.
The art style was stupid.
People loved the first one.
Really?
Like, it's huge.
It's one of those fucking...
It sold very, very well on
sleeper
PC.
Sleeper hits and like...
I'll bet you Doom has gotten worse in the past year.
Man, I actually want to...
Know by now.
That was a really impressive demo last year.
Yeah.
Kyle can run that shit.
Should have been out by now. Any game that is previous at E3 and then comes out like... The month before, you know what I mean? Like 11 months later, it's bad news.
Like Uncharted?
Uncharted's okay.
Yeah, they can survive.
Yeah.
Last of Us. Like, what's going on with Doom?
People buy Doom.
Anyways, I'm not excited about anything going on with those companies.
No.
They seem to be like
it's
trying to
look
go,
good.
They're going back on their roots.
Do you remember how cool it looked for the first like minute and a half? Like, yeah! He's just like
it was
kicking heads
awesome.
In.
And then you're
going to
do that same thing for 10
straight
hours?
Like tripled or like quadrupled that animation within that gameplay segment. It was awesome for the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, they're already fucking doubling it up.
What else you got, Jeffy?
I feel like this kind of already happened, but we're going to find out something about Star
How
Fox.
How fucking cold?
Huh?
How are you cold?
I'm not. It just feels nice and it turned off.
I'm kind of cold.
Are you
It's
really?
A bit chilly.
Oh, I'm comfy.
Anyways, we're going to find something about Star Fox that we don't like.
I already know. Dude. I can name you 100 things I don't like.
Well, we got motion controls.
You said there was no voice acting in it now?
The videos I've seen, there's no voice acting.
What?
I don't know if they haven't just put it in yet. Like, they haven't done the translation yet.
That's a pinnacle, like...
There's no way it does not exist. They're smart enough to know what
But,
works.
Like, if you go on YouTube and look at the demos, there's no voice acting. But I think it just hasn't been regionalized or whatever yet.
Yeah.
I sure hope that's
all Japanese.
Imagine it's just fun.
Anyways,
like,
we're going to find some. We're going to find out more details. And we're going to fucking hate it.
It's coming up before
E3. It's for Wii U. That's what I fucking hate about
it. Is it really?
It's coming up before E3.
When does it come out?
The details are out, man. It comes out in, like, April, the end of April.
No way.
Absolutely.
For then Wii U?
Check it out.
Yeah, just Wii U?
It's just Wii U.
TJ's buying it and bringing it here.
I've already bought it.
Oh, all right. Well, perfect. Do you have a Wii U?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get a Wii U?
A couple of years ago. Or, no, a year ago. A year and a half. Sucks.
Around the same time I sold mine to Doug?
Yeah.
What'd you pay?
180 or something with a couple fucking sick-ass dope games.
I gave mine to Doug for 200 with nothing. But in the box, never really played.
Yeah, sick deal.
Yeah,
Mario Kart. I got 3D World and fucking the new one that came out, Smash Brothers, when it came out.
Fuck, that's a decent purchase. Yeah,
man, 180? Smash Brothers? Yeah, I wish we played Smash Brothers.
I used to spend 180
on Wii. I was so upset when like I bought it and then we had one session and that was it.
This is the kind of place we should be playing.
I was
right?
so sad.
Yeah, it is actually.
Around this fucking... arcade.
Yeah, I was devastated.
Yeah,
it was so, yeah. And then, just nothing else came out after that.
That'd be a good fucking fighting game to play in here.
Do you think there'll be like a...
any fucking Mario game. Mario Kart?
Yeah.
You said there's not going to be any big, crazy
Mario Maker?
Moments.
Yeah.
An impressive Mario game would be cool.
Yeah, but that's not even an E3
God,
conference,
that's
though.
A fun game.
Yeah.
Do we still consider that E3? They always do their, like,
yeah,
little
side
show.
Yeah, I consider it E3, yeah.
I guess.
Predictions, Jeppy.
HoloLens looks really cool. They're going to show something off.
Okay.
What's HoloLens?
Microsoft's VR, augmented reality, AR, whatever. The Minecraft shit last year was really cool, I thought.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of cool shit you can do. But my prediction is Morpheus will look better. Is that what it's called?
Morpheus is the PC.
PSVR.
PS.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think Microsoft has to do games.
That's the thing. No one's going to develop for augmented reality because it's only Microsoft, right?
Yeah.
Like VR, you can do Morpheus, Vive, and Oculus.
Anything.
Now.
Yeah.
So I think Morpheus will end up looking better, even though we've kind of geeked about HoloLens. That's my prediction.
Oof.
And I kind of agree with you. It's a lot of just fucking VR this year.
Microsoft has to do, like, we care about core games. Like,
man.
Like Gears of War.
If HoloLens works.
It should, yeah.
Imagine it works. Like, it just works.
I prefer it than VR.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine, like,
but you
have the type of games it's you like the play Wii U on game your coffee table?
Yeah, but you'd still have, like, the depth perception, like, knowing there's something else going on in the room.
Yeah. You're not 100% trapped.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, it projects a screen on any wall. Remember, like, that was one of the features?
It's
a holographic. It's a headset.
No, that's HoloLens. Like it,
that was Illumina Room.
No, it's not. It's not. Illumina Room's different. This is a HoloLens application.
No, I know what it is. I watched the demos for last
year. For Minecraft.
Yeah.
It's glasses, right?
No. Yeah, and what it does is like it'll just project like a screen in your sight.
Like a fake hologram
of a screen.
Yeah, but it was like the on the table. Like
yes.
That stuff is
augmented
cool too.
Reality.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another one where they had a hardwood floor that they're breaking up boards and fucking monsters were coming through it.
That's crazy.
You're in an apartment.
I think it'll be gimmicky. It'll be cool for kids.
Yeah, it'll look
and it'll
sick.
Never be as good as you want it to be.
Exactly. You're not gonna get like AAA titles for it because it's
you'll get Microsoft
one of a kind.
Because it's too gimmicky.
Exactly, but that's it. That's not enough. You know,
somebody would have to take a chance and do it right.
There might be like games that are specifically for it, just like Kinect.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like,
and there'll be like one or two standout games a year at most.
If it's just like a thing they can throw like a like an update on any new game, like it'll work in HoloLens, but it'll have like only basic Microsoft functionality. Like it won't go in, won't change the gameplay.
Have you used your Xbox recently?
Not really.
I fucking hate the new dashboard. I don't know what is going on with it.
It's dark over there.
It's so bad.
Up until this point, it's been way better than PlayStation, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, dude, I don't like it at all.
Remember last week I said...
They updated it that much.
Instead of it being like...
So it's not Windows 8 anymore? Okay,
it's just... Yeah, it's all squares and stupid shit. Like
it's been Metro since like...
Hasn't it been squares?
Yeah.
No, like, I mean, there's a sidebar now with like all your settings and everything. I don't know how long it's been up there. I haven't used my...
6 months, probably?
I haven't used my Xbox once in probably the last year.
Still way better than PlayStation though, right?
No. I like the PlayStation one. I mean, just it's simple as fuck.
It is very
it's
very
too simple.
Why?
Everything because there's no life. I gotta go like find shit that I want.
Xbox. No, you don't. Store. I mean the store's a little annoying, but
it is static and shitty.
Yeah. You gotta search if you want to find something.
I don't know. I mean,
I feel like with Xbox you really gotta search.
When I turned my 360
like, for
on,
the
I was
free
like,
games,
okay,
I
yeah.
couldn't find them.
Man, you just fucking right bumper, click over to the store, and there's just advertisements. Like good shit, you know?
No, but you know what? What works really well on PlayStation 4 is the apps. Like, YouTube is solid on
it's
PS4.
Probably
like,
just as good on Xbox.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm fine with that. But, like, PS4, like, they're not going to build the experience for you. Like, just use the app and then someone else will do it for you. Like, it operates well-run dashboards. You know, if you consider, like, the IGN app has a fucking thing.
But, again, those probably
Netflix,
are
like, Show Me, like, actually, I guess those are pretty standard. But, yeah, it runs applications pretty well. I know that.
PlayStation's fine. It's very simple. It's just
the interface.
It's not very lively. Yeah. Like, let's put it this way. They actually don't throw advertising in your face, which is kind of good. PlayStation doesn't do that. Yeah. Xbox does. And
Xbox,
it makes
half
like
of your
very
screen
dynamic.
Will be like...
Because like you're connected to the rest of the world when you're playing Xbox versus PlayStation, which is just what you've put on your dashboard.
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of cool. Like, there's one game for PS... Or actually, PlayStation's got this huge like launch party thing happening right now. It's like their version of Summer of Arcade.
Yeah.
And no one knows about it.
I don't know
about it. I know about it because I went on YouTube and like I happened to look through weird shit on the store. But like
every week I turn
that would
on
be front and center
what,
like
what new,
here's the new fucking new. Cheap game and it would be like you want to play a demo with this immediately? That's how Xbox was.
Yeah.
Hey, but, remember
but
when
this
we were
one's
playing
not that, you know?
Yeah, you have to search the store.
Dark Souls game kind
of and buy it.
Bloodborne. No. Do you remember right after that, or maybe
Alien
it was before,
Nation.
There was a game called Lords of the Fallen?
It's in one of that.
Yeah, it's free on Xbox.
Okay, I was just letting you know, that game's free, I downloaded it today. Don't forget to
download it on my phone so I own it.
That's all I can.
But I haven't turned it on.
I just wanted to make
sure. Tim was talking about that last week.
Yeah, it's free on Xbox. And
it says, like, it was good.
I almost bought it twice.
What game is this?
Lords of the Fallen. It's like
it got shit on when it came out.
Yeah, but
it dropped $10 like right away.
I don't think it looked that bad.
That sucks.
I assumed it was gameplay was bad.
It looks pretty fun. I watched it and it's like, it's a little more sluggish. Like, it, yeah, I guess fucking that game was sluggish anyway.
Bloodborne was super.
Yeah, it's like that.
Hey, let's cap the predictions better. And then we'll turn it off.
Okay, my last one. We're gonna see Battlefield 5, yeah. Call of Duty Ghost 2. No one's gonna remember Call of Duty at all, and Battlefield's gonna fucking steal the show.
And it's gonna be in World War One.
No, I don't know. Maybe not. I'm just saying, like, if Battlefield is there and both are shown, Call of Duty is gonna fall to the wayside because Battlefield. It's one of those things that comes out once every 2 years, you know what I mean, or 3 years. Yeah. And Call of Duty, again, every year, like, Call no one Duty gives a never shit.
Fails, though.
So when Battlefield is there, they're cool going to fucking demo. Crush. And I think they're going to contend for Game of Show with, like, maybe, like, Mass Effect.
You didn't like the Call of Duty, like, trailers?
I feel you. I'm really excited for show? Battlefield to be huge.
Yeah.
You know what, too? Like,
this could be the year it takes over Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Honestly, everybody's been wanting to go back to, like, World War One or World War Two.
You know what's wild?
Actually, no one's ever gone to World War
There is no way that Battlefield will take out Call of Duty ever.
Hey, listen to this.
No.
There's loyalists, unfortunately, in each camp.
There's no, like, Battlefront looks really nice, right?
Yeah.
The next Battlefield could look really
like,
good. Will look
Battlefield good. Will, like, what if Battlefield just looks as fucking crazy as Battlefront does?
If it looks better than Battlefield 4, which it will.
Why would it not?
It's going to look phenomenal. Better.
Yeah, Battlefield 4 looks incredible.
It still looks so good.
No, but
there's Parasol so much Storm. Happening. Yeah,
the game, Storm coming in.
It does look cool, but Battlefront is a step above that, I would even say. Like,
Battlefront's graphics are fucking outrageous.
The sound design's awesome.
Like, the next Battlefield game will look better.
Nothing in Battlefront.
This is DICE. This is on the same engine, right? Like, they share tools.
Problem is, I think Battlefield 4 is, like, maxing out what the PS4
can do. Right, because there's so much going on.
Yeah. And Battlefront, like, think of all the shit that's going on in a Battlefield game compared to Battlefront, where nothing is small, destructive.
But it's not like there's a super high res like.
There is Jakku. Nothing is exploding. Like, nothing's happening. It's just a static landscape. All the maps are kind of like that.
There's a Star Destroyer in the distance that's blowing up. That's taking up all your PS4.
No, I feel like there's got to be
computational power. Or whatever.
I feel like there's got to be just like a new system for projecting light off of objects or something that makes those. Like, that makes the game.
They are
so
always
well.
Refining.
It's not like
to be, true. Like,
it's not just like a bigger file. I think they like are really refining.
No, but it obviously takes like computational power to explode a house
to render all of that.
Like, explode a wall. Like, this guy just blew up that.
That's
wall.
Why shit bogs down when there's a lot going on the screen.
What if it's not though? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
What if it's fucking GTA 5
to GTA 3 that came out at the beginning of generation of Xbox 360 versus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just get better at, like, not rendering shit that's not going to show yet and, like, draw distance and, like, you know what I mean? What your field of view.
Different sliders, like,
algorithms, like, there's shit there, I'm sure.
But just the way they kind of did it, like, DICE is kind of known for doing that. Like, Bad Company 2 had a lot of destruction. Battlefield 3 looked better, didn't have as much destruction because they couldn't do that. But Battlefield 4, like, it still looks good and it's got more destruction, but still not even as much as
Bad
Company 2.
They bit off such a huge, like, piece, you know, like, we've got skyscrapers coming down in these missions.
Yeah, but that's,
like,
not the point.
No,
that's
I know, but that's what they went out and tried to say, like, they fucking pulled their dick out and said, here's Battlefield for PS4, like, I honestly think that, and they really, like, they went in deep, but, like, or they went in, like, super aggressive with how good they made the game look. And then the fucking beta came out and it was just gray squares.
Yeah.
Remember that was on 360.
That was still like.
Was it?
Yeah. There was like no rendering of anything.
No,
that was just
like,
horrible. Oh, is this what it looks like?
No, it's still good.
So 4 is the only one that's been out for PS4, right?
Yeah. Hardline, which was made by Visceral.
That was a bad game.
That was a bad game.
Yeah.
Forgotten.
So, I think. I
There's
feel
DLC
like,
coming out soon.
Is they, it really?
No, I saw it and still? I was like. Yeah, I was like. Oh man, this poor Sap's working on that game.
I follow Battlefield on Facebook, and like every now and again, they share like best kills or something from like Battlefield 4 or whatever.
And Hardline shows.
And Hardline shows up. I'm
Jesus
like,
Christ!
Ugh.
They're like, trying.
Yeah, like they're still just pushing it.
Look, this game's still fun.
It the is. Kills are always terrible too. Like this guy drives by and shoots out the window. It's so bad.
Just ugh.
And Battlefield, the guy's just like fucking parachuting
the jet
and
shit.
Net. knife guys.
Yeah.
There are some crazy things that people do in that game. Like on PC.
Who was in World War One?
Kyle's what was that? Tank videos.
Is it Russians?
Those are good too. What are you talking about now?
World War One.
Yeah, everybody.
Like who fought in World War One?
Yeah.
United States, Germany?
No, Germany was Germany World War II. Two. Was but like they, just, Germany, it was the reaction because they blamed Germany for World War One, and that's why World War II happened.
Okay.
But like they were in it, they were part of the Soviets, right?
Do we learn that in history, or is that just like American history?
It's American history.
Yeah, but I don't remember learning that. Like when I did history class in high school, it was always like
you didn't learn about
the Shaolin Wars. Monks. It's like, fucking don't care what? About this Shaolin bullshit.
Monks.
Yeah,
they pay attention to shit. Stupid idiot.
Yeah, I did not pay attention. Obviously, in history, knocking the book like, off the table. Fuck.
There's a test coming tomorrow.
Oh well.
There was a huge war with Russia, wasn't there?
The Cold War.
I don't remember.
You want to know?
Yeah. Who was it versus? There's allies, right?
Global war centered in Europe that began on the 28th, 1914. Blah blah.
1914.
More than. Just talking about Europeans, blah blah blah.
Wasn't like an Argentinian prince was assassinated was that the one or something.
Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah,
yeah, he was assassinated in World War One. The war drew in blah blah blah. Powers, to the, allies,
that hardcore history.
United Kingdom
podcast.
Hold on, I want to hear that. Go.
Okay, the trigger for the war was the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand in Austria, heir to the throne of Austria-Hungary by something something something. I don't know. It's really convoluted.
Didn't
Wikipedia?
Which war ended with Hiroshima?
Two.
Okay.
Pearl Harbor. Japanese came in.
Started
bombed
it.
The shit out of the U.S. And then Hiroshima. And then the Nagasaki retaliation. Or whatever. Yeah.
The A-bomb. Yep.
First A-bomb.
U.S. was just like, I'm going to fuck you up.
That's a scary fucking thought.
Imagine what the next world war would be like.
Fallout.
Nah, yeah, I can't even think about it. I think the world's going in the opposite direction. I'm not even ready to start that conversation. I've had it too many times.
I think so, too. I don't think, like, they're going to keep going after fucking the Middle East, but other than that...
I don't know.
Let's
cap it. Thanks for listening to our E3 predictions.
What you have?
Do you have them?
Yeah, black fuck.
Yeah, let's fucking do that. I didn't think you had a list.
All right, my number...
Three. Doesn't matter what number.
Just only got three because I got only got three on here. My number three, Shadow Complex 2.
No,
is that, coming out.
It'll be bad if it does
before the Shadow end of the year, eh? Yeah, of course.
Did the remaster come out yet?
Yeah,
the remaster is out on PC and it's out on Xbox One.
Okay.
Did you listen to the Shadow Complex episode? Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. They are making another game though right now, which does sound awesome. It's like Spy or something.
I don't remember.
Sound really cool, but that probably won't happen. But Shadow Complex 2,
I'm buying Shadow Complex.
Is made.
Yeah.
They said it's made, pretty much. They
oh, come on. We'll see.
They've been saying that for like 2 years, but then they started making fucking...
Soul Blade?
Yeah. Soul... Yeah.
Infinity Blade Infinity 2? Blade.
Infinity Blade.
What's the chair?
Mass Effect doesn't come out this year. We already talked about this before. But January
26th, 2016. You remember that? Holy shit. I fucking wrote it down.
No, man.
We listened to the podcast. I was like, all right, I created a side bets fucking
date. I wasn't just bullshit.
What's your date?
I agree on
because
that
it came
I
don't out, remember. What else came
April
out the 26th?
Mass Effect 2 came out the 26th.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mass Effect 2
April 10th is my date?
April 10th is your date.
It's not coming out until April 10th of 2017.
I tried to get in there in February, but
Joe wouldn't. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, man. What is the... Are we betting anything?
$2.
$2, buddy.
Slice of Bullseye Pizza back in 96.
Yeah, man. And also, HoloLens, number one, will never be made for mainstream use or rarely be seen again.
You know how much the fucking dev kit is on HoloLens?
It's not coming out.
How much? $3,000 for
you
a
go.
Dev kit.
There you go.
Oculus Rift is $370.
No fucking way.
Oh my god. How much is the retail version going to be?
It won't be.
That's insane.
It won't be. It won't be.
It must not.
How much will it be? It won't.
My name's Joe, and this is the All Regional Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you!
You are our friends.
Say your names, too, or else I sound like an asshole.
I'm Kevin.
I'm TJ.
I'm Dan.
See you now.
All Regional out.
Kyle Fruit.
Yeah!
Get it!